And time to welcome my third guest on the programme. It's Nikki Bryant, and she's representing brain tumour charities, and she's a former brain tumour patient. Hello, Nikki.
Hi, good afternoon, hi.
Thank you for joining us today. Can you tell us a little bit about your experience first?
So I was diagnosed with a brain tumour 7 years ago. I was given 2 to 3 years to live, and I'm still here today. Yeah, so I didn't even realise cancer of the brain was even a thing. I didn't have any side effects or any symptoms of it. It just occurred one night. Apparently I'd had a seizure in my sleep, and I woke up in hospital with my husband and my parents there worried, and that's how it all started, really. They sent me for an MRI scan, and it just appeared that I had a brain tumour. Yes. So I had to have an operation. I had to go back then to Southampton Hospital 9 days later to have the staples and stitches out. And that's when I was diagnosed with what's called a grade 3 anaplastic astrocytoma.
Well, it sounds complicated. And how are you now? How are you now?
I had to go through chemo and radiotherapy, so of course that's all got its side effects. But I'm just living, knowing that I'm still here to tell the story. I'm just grateful for the NHS and what they've done, and I'm still here.
That's a marvellous story, and I'm sure all the listeners will agree that we wish you well in the future. Now, you feel so strongly about this, that you're doing some work for Brain Tumour Charity. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I always do some charity work for the Brain Tumour Charity. I've got to admit, before I was diagnosed, like I say, I never even knew cancer of the brain was a thing. So I've got an event coming up just to raise awareness that cancer of the brain is a thing, but also then just to try and raise some funds for a charity that supports us as brain tumour patients, but also to help them raise some funds to maybe not help find a cure for me, but just help find a cure in the future for all those people that are going to go through this same diagnosis as I have.
Well, let's hope they can find a cure. It's just a matter of time, I'm sure. Now, tell us about the event itself then.
It's a twilight walk. We're starting at the Robert White Centre, which is the cancer unit I'm sure a lot of people are aware of, at Dorset County Hospital. And then we're walking back to Weymouth. So that was obviously, of course, after being diagnosed at Dorchester Hospital, had to do that drive back home in complete silence, but in complete tears. So it's just a celebratory walk back to Weymouth. And then we're going to finish at the Dorset Burger Company for some celebrations, a nice burger, because I think we're
that's a good place to finish.
Walk.
Yeah, I know the people who run that, and they do some good burgers down there.
Yeah, and there's going to be some raffles, some quizzes, and just, again, just make some awareness of it.
And can anyone take part in this walk?
Anyone is welcome to join us at any point. So anyone can meet us at Dorchester Hospital at 3 p.m. That's when we plan to start the walk. Or even along the route, anyone can join us. Or even afterwards at the Burger Company, anyone's welcome to come along.
So you're going to be collecting donations on the route as well?
Well, we will be carrying a donation bucket. We'll also be full of banners and flags, so no one's going to miss us. I've also got a Just Giving page going as well, which was in the Dorset Echo, if anyone noticed that.
Go on, you can give it a plug, go on.
So it's Just Giving page where we're taking donations as well.
How can people find that?
So if you go to the Dorset Echo website, my story is there. Or my Just Giving page is Nikki, which is obviously Nikki Bryant, and then you can find it that way.
And you've invited me along to the start of the walk, so I shall be there with my little tape recorder to meet you in person and chat to you, and I look forward to chatting to you, and I'm sure all the listeners wish you and anyone else who suffers from this, because as I said, I've known two or three people that are friends of mine that have had brain tumour problems, so it's obviously a lot more common than you think, isn't it?
Yes, definitely. I think it is. Like I say, I never even knew you could get cancer of the brain before I was diagnosed, but now I have been diagnosed. There seems to be a lot of people out there that are suffering.
What advice would you give people that think they might have a problem? Is it get it checked out straight away, go to your GP?
Go to your GP, definitely, for sure. So definitely go to your GP, hopefully get an MRI scan if you can. And that was where mine was first found, and I'm just grateful, of course, following my story, that I'm still here to tell the story.
Well, I'm glad you're here to tell the story as well. And everybody here wishes you well. And I look forward to meeting you on Sunday.
Yeah, it'd be great. Cut that ribbon to get us all walking.
Oh, wow, thank you. I get to cut a ribbon. I've never done that before. Thanks, Nikki, for talking to us today. And see you on Sunday.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Later. Bye-bye.